Father, for every one of your children. Thank you for perfecting that which concerns the families in Jesus' house. What an awesome God. What a merciful God you are. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for each one of you. All your petitions from the beginning to now, they are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, whatever needs to be perfected in your own life, whatever needs to be perfected in your family, whatever needs to be perfected in the life of your children, this morning, the power of the Lord perfect them all in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, before we share the grace this morning, somebody will be singing a new song in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And people of God, we shout a big amen. Praise the Lord. I want to believe that you did not miss any of this prayer point from the beginning up to this time. I want to encourage you to be steadfast in the place of prayer. Thank God for the testimony of our brother, Brother Percy. Yes, these prayers, it is God that's giving us direction on what to pray. So I want you to please take them very, very serious. Each of the prayer points, they are meant for your turnaround. They are meant to transform your life. They are meant to change your story. And I know there's a family that will not remain the same from this morning. That family is my family. That family is your family in the name of Jesus. You walk in here this morning with whatever thing you are walking in with this revival on this mountain of turnaround. Everything that needs to be perfected is being done right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you here this morning? I want you to begin to make your personal petition. Commit the day into the hand of God. This is Easter weekend. Easter weekend, we are going to be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go ahead, commit the day into the hand of God. Speak into the day. What do you want to see concerning your own life? What do you want to see? Talk to God. I want to believe somebody is praying somewhere now. I want to believe you are crying to God. You are pouring out your heart unto God. Commit the day into the hand of God. Maybe you are here this morning. You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you so much that he came into this world just to die for you and for me. Now, if you have not accepted him, I want you to take a step of faith this morning and accept him. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, please do send your detail to Brother Divine, the brother that led us in the prayer for God's servant and also testimony. Amen. Now, just a few important announcements. Again, this weekend is Easter weekend. And I want to say happy Easter to every one of you and your family. As many of you that are having this the weekend off, I want you to please spend time with God, spend time with your immediate family. Spend time with God and spend time with your immediate family. And in the name of Jesus, as you celebrate the resurrection of Christ, everything good that may be dead in your life, the power of God will raise them up in Jesus' name. Also, by the grace of God, there's going to be some major changes coming to the structure of the Revival Hour prayer meeting. Now, in one of the changes coming up, it's coming up in April, very soon, in a few days from now. One of the sections coming up, you're going to have some section to pray for yourself. I want to state clearly that the goal is not to give you opportunity to sleep, but rather opportunity for you to pray. So please, I want you to take each of these sections very seriously. Invite your neighbor, tell them what God is doing in your life. And in the name of Jesus, you are next in line to testify. I want you to pray this prayer. While we're praying, there was something the Lord showed me. I don't know who the person is, but I want us to pray about it. When the Lord showed any man of God anything, your responsibility is to pray and to lead the people of God. And that's what we've been doing, and we will not stop doing that. We are going to come, anyone working in construction related, we come against accidents in Jesus' name. There shall be no loss in Jesus' name. So this prayer generally is for everybody, particularly those that are doing manual labor. You are into construction, anything that has to do with manual labor. Accident of any kind forbidden in the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray and say, Father, every agenda of hell to cause manual accident over those that are working in construction industry or those that are involved in manual labor. Today, Father, destroy the plans of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we come against accident of any kind. We come against any damage of body parts. In the name of Jesus, anyone doing manual labor, accident forbidden in your life. In the name of Jesus, we come against disability. And the kukash kalibiata, those working in the lab, we come against medical error. We come against error. Kaminatu shakalabia. Lord Jesus, I pray for as many of your sons and daughters who might be doing one manual labor or the other. Neko radisha, as they go in and out, anyone climbing the stairs, whatever thing that has to do with you, accident forbidden. Accident forbidden, disability forbidden. Anyone involved in manual labor, in the name of Jesus, accident forbidden. All our brethren working in the factory, accident forbidden. In the name of Jesus, Nerekun debishatia dabaram. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch forth your hand. If you are sick in your body, lay your hand upon your body. And the power of God will touch you. Ancient of Days, thank you for this sweet hour of prayer. Thank you for all the prayer that have been offered right from the beginning up to this moment. Thank you for defeating the devil. Thank you for yesterday's Bible study. Thank you for all this glorious testimony. This is nothing but your finger. And intentionally, we say thank you for your move in our midst. We thank you for testimony that will follow this morning prayer meeting. Be glorified. As your people step out, I decree that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. The work of your hand is blessed. Anything you lay this hand upon, it will prosper. These hands will not die. It will not dry up in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. The Lord bless you and the work of your hand. The Lord bless your household. The Lord cause his face to shine upon thee. Everything you have set your heart to accomplish today, they are turned to testimony. For somebody here, you receive double speed today in the name of Jesus. What you think might take you 3 hours, it will only take you 3 minutes to accomplish in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever project you have pending, anything, meetings, whatever thing you have to do in the name of Jesus, receive speed in the name of Jesus. Amen. This week, as you're going to exhibit your faith and as you celebrate the resurrection of Christ, every good thing that belongs to you, for somebody, even before we enter the Easter weekend, the good news that God has ordained for you, it will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I pray for as many who might be sick or afflicted, be healed in the name of Jesus. Anyone that woke up with evil dream canceled in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. It is well with you and your household in Jesus' name. Brother Divine.